Well, in a significant shift of policy, the health watchdog here, HICWA, is recommending the use of rapid antigen tests to detect COVID-19 in workers in meat factories. Up to this, public health officials have insisted on what they say is the more reliable PCR test. We'll hear from HICWA in just a moment. But first, as businesses prepare to open their doors over the coming weeks, many will be considering antigen testing as a way to help keep staff and customers safe. The big advantage is the speed, with test results back within 15 minutes. Our reporter Jill Steadman has been finding out about the benefits and drawbacks of antigen testing in the workplace.
The cost of the antigen test is €95. To be honest, from our perspective, it's a small price to pay to both keep staff and customers safe and to also keep the business open.
Robert McCabe is dealer principal at John McCabe Nissan dealership in Dundalk and Drogheda.
Worst case scenario, if we had to test all of our staff in one day, you'd be looking at €3,000. But for us, the negative opportunity cost of being closed for potentially 2 weeks or having it on our conscience that, you know, it was contracted in the workplace, potentially fatally brought home to the household, is something that we would go to absolutely any lengths to not have on our conscience.
Mr. McCabe explained how the business is using antigen testing.
Every staff member has a core responsibility to notify me immediately if they have a symptom or if there is any family member, any close contact that they know of that has a symptom. And in that event, we will use the antigen testing through VitaCare at the Carlton Hotel in Dublin Airport to test all of the staff in our business in that department.
VitaCare is providing an antigen testing service to around 300 businesses. Its CEO is Conor Kelly.
We have an online booking system that the employees can register and they sign the consent form. We provide a fully qualified healthcare worker with a lot of experience in testing and then the employee will receive the results by email. And the test, including all those services, starts from €39 per person.
Mr. Kelly said many companies are inquiring about the service ahead of reopening.
And there are companies that are in all sectors, from, you know, construction to hospitality. So, for example, in the hospitality world, they're looking at when they reopen, there's going to be meetings, there are going to be conferences. They want to offer their clients the ability to get tested in a safe environment to come to their hotels. We've worked with manufacturing companies and across all sectors of the community.
When COVID-19 cases surged in Ireland after Christmas, courier company DHL Express Ireland used VitaCare to do a full screening of its 600 staff members and contractors. Bernard McCarthy, managing director, said it was a precautionary step.
I think staff took a lot from it in terms of, you know, assurance and that peace of mind, knowing that they weren't positive at that time, and you know, to give them the confidence to go about their business, continuing with all the precautions, of course, as we do, but safe in the knowledge that at that point in time they were clear and okay to continue as normal.
While most companies will offer an antigen testing service on a voluntary basis, employers will need to think of issues that may arise if employees choose not to opt in. Linda Hines is partner at Lewis Silkin Law Firm.
One area an employer could consider is whether it's a failure to follow a reasonable management instruction, such that it allows an employer to consider it to be misconduct. If an employer does take disciplinary action against an employee for refusing to take a test, then I think that is unlikely to be considered a proportionate or reasonable response. And I think employers would be open to employee relations issues, such as grievances, or employment rights complaints, like before the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission.
While larger, more profitable businesses will be able to afford antigen testing in the workplace, some believe the government should introduce supports to take the financial pressure off smaller businesses. Here's Robert McCabe from John McCabe Nissan dealership again.
Ultimately, businesses being reopened is going to generate revenue for the exchequer as well. So I do think there will be a counterbalancing factor there and ultimately a saving for the exchequer if they did decide to support antigen testing in some way as a crutch to help the economy reopen.
And that was Robert McCabe ending that report from Jill Steadman. Well, antigen tests have today received official sanction from the Health Information and Quality Authority. They're recommending that antigen tests be used once or twice weekly in meat plants as an alternative to the monthly PCR test. We can talk now to HICWA's chief scientist, Dr. Conor Tellure, who's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Tellure, and thanks for taking our call.
Hello, Brian.
So what are you saying in relation particularly to meat plants and the use of these antigen tests? And I think it's just in that setting that you've looked at.
Yes, we've looked very specifically at the meat processing plants because they've been identified as a setting where workers have a higher risk of infection and transmission. And they already have a serial testing program in place based on once-a-month PCR testing. So we looked at the potential benefits of a rapid antigen-based program rather than purely PCR.
Now, the argument against antigen testing, from some public health officials at least, has been its reliability, that it can give these false negatives. What do you have to say about that?
So rapid antigen tests are not as accurate as PCR tests, and the HSE have carried out validation studies in meat processing plants to see if that's the case as well. And rapid antigen tests are really designed for use in symptomatic individuals, whereas when we do serial testing, we're using them in asymptomatic individuals for the most part. So the validation studies showed that in asymptomatic individuals that the rapid antigen test is not as sensitive. It's not as good as at picking up positive cases. But you can overcome that issue by using frequent testing. So the person may detect negative today, but they may test positive tomorrow or the next day. So by more frequent use, you can make up to some extent for the lack of accuracy of the test.
So that's why you're saying that in meat plants, you're suggesting the test be carried out once or indeed twice a week?
Correct, yes.
And the big advantage here is speed. You get results back very quickly, which particularly in the meat factory setting, as I understand it, really is a concern.
Yes, so as we said, there have been quite a high incidence of cases and of outbreaks in the meat processing plants. We've had some 3,000 cases approximately in meat processing plant workers since the start of the epidemic. So it's quite a high-risk setting. And having a fast turnaround test would be beneficial, but we have to bear in mind that there are logistical challenges to doing rapid antigen testing. And we would be looking at a process whereby plant workers are self-swabbing, and that would be supervised by a trained operator.
Right. If antigen tests are suitable in these meat factory, meat plant settings, are there other workplace or educational settings where they might also have a useful role to play?
Well, we've looked very specifically at meat processing plants because they've been identified as a setting with problems with high incidence. And so it wouldn't be possible to extrapolate our results to other settings.
But, I mean, there would be perhaps similarities between maybe, some of these plants and other workplaces or educational settings, third level education, where students are studying and living together, which might suggest that it could have application in those sort of situations.
Well, it's important to remember that with meat processing plants, the people that are working in the plants, quite a high proportion of those employees live in shared accommodation with other employees. But they're also predominantly in the age group that has the highest incidence of COVID-19 in the country, so a lot of people in their 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. But a very important feature is that areas within meat processing plants are also conducive to transmission because they have a low working temperature, they're very wet, the workers are in close proximity, and sometimes there are quite low rates of air change per hour. So, and that's to meet requirements for food safety, but it also makes the setting very conducive to transmission, and that's not quite applicable in a lot of other settings.
All right, well, it's a very interesting report, and we shall see the response in due course. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that, Dr. Conor Tellure. Now, one of the country's leading voices from the front line in the